Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call this commissioners' meeting, the first one in 2024. Tonight on Tuesday, January 16th, the order. Thank you for being here. Hope everybody had good holidays, good Christmas. And we're going to start tonight by asking Commissioner Branch if he would give us an invocation and lead us in the pledge. Everybody please stand.
Let us pray. Dear wise and precious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for good health. We thank you for a mind to help us realize who and what we are and why we all here. Thank you for waking us up this morning and start us on our way. Father, we thank you for this new year, 2024. We thank you for bringing us through 2023. We ask, Lord, that you allow us to briefly look back every now and then just to help us be reminded of all the wonderful things that you've done. But Lord, as we go into 2024, we ask for strength, we ask for understanding, we ask for guidance, and the continued courage to do those things that's necessary to bring your kingdom glory. Father, we thank you for all that's assembled here this evening to hear those things that are important to the upkeep and the direction of Duplin County. Thank you for the leadership, Lord. Continue to watch over them and give them those things as necessary to guide them through some challenging times. But Father, we just thank you for your son, Jesus, that gave the ultimate price so that we could all have another opportunity to get it right. Father, help us in this new year to truly be models of what unity truly is. We are the leadership, and the expectation of us is to do those things that's necessary. Father, I ask that you continue to walk with us and guide us and always whisper in our ear, Lord, when we're doing those things that don't bring you glory. Continue to help us to work together collectively as a team. Continue to support all the Duplin County government as we do those things that's necessary for the people. Father, help us in those times when the decisions are challenging, but continue to reward us with your glory, with your mercy, and with your love. Watch over this evening as we move forward. And then when we leave this place, we ask, Father, that you give us traveling mercies and allow us to ride back to those locations, finding all things decent and in order. It is in the precious name of Jesus that I do pray. Let us all say amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to look over the agenda. Does Mr. Dow, you need to add anything?
I'd like to add traffic concerns there is in the public, and to do so first meeting every month from now forward. And that could be after public comments, or that could be just traffic concerns for the county.
Okay. Mr. Edwards?
I'm good.
Mr. Branch? Mr. Varner?
I'm good.
Clerk or manager?
We need to remove Mr. T.D. Hill with RHCPAs. He cannot be here tonight due to an illness. He was to present the 2023 fiscal year audit, but he will be here for the February 5th meeting.
Anything else? Right. I'd entertain a motion with these changes.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Passed. All right. The next thing that I would ask for is a motion to approve the minutes from the December 18th board meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second. Got a motion, Mr. Branch? Second, Mr. Dow. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Carry. All right. So, I'd entertain a motion for the consent agenda if everybody's okay with it.
So moved.
Okay, I got a motion and a second at the same time, so. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign. Carry. All right. Do we have anybody signed up for public comment?
No one has signed up.
All right. We had nobody to sign up, but if you want to speak, now's your time. We will allow you 3 minutes. If you want to come up and tell us how good we did in 2023 and we're just going to do better in 2024, we would listen to that. All right. So now we'll move on to the add-on item of DOT, the road concerns. Y'all have any as commissioners? Unfortunately, I do.
Okay.
Willard Edwards Road, the cattle signs disappeared a long time ago, and they've not come back. So whoever who borrowed them decided to keep them. And at one end of the road, to where I had personally worked on it, to where you couldn't unscrew it, they got poling off. But if they could get some cattle crossing signs back out there, it would be nice, because we do have cattle crossing that road.
We'll pass it along to DOT.
Thank you. All right, public? Y'all have any road concerns? This is your time. Nothing? All right. Well, thank you. We'll move on to item number two. Ms. Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here to conduct the public hearing on behalf of Richard Miller to name a lane at 143 Dogwood Lane, Rose Hill Township, Miller Lane.
Okay, I open it up for public.
Initiate a public hearing.
Do what?
Need to formally initiate a public hearing.
I thought we'd already had one. I mean, I thought this was a public hearing.
Is this a public hearing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's what I was asking for. We're open up for the public, hearing for this road.
Gotcha.
Excuse me for not being clear. That's what I was asking for from the public. All right, any concerns from the public? This is your public hearing on this road request. Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and we'll go back into open session. Commissioners, pleasure.
Motion to approve. Second.
I got a motion to approve, a motion and a second to approve. Any further comments on the road name?
I have one question.
Yes?
This is not, I noticed this is a lane off a lane. This is not trying to circumvent our subdivision ordinance, is it?
They, with the new, he's not here, is he? I don't know where it stands at. We went to him and he said we had to do this, but because it's family. I'm not sure where that ordinance stands at right now. Because it's mobile homes.
The way I understand it, if you've got a lane, you can only have 3 mobile homes on that lane, and now you're going to put another lane, you're going to have 3 more, you're going to put another lane, you're going to have 3 more. Where do you stop adding lanes off of lanes, and then you got, you're circumventing the subdivision ordinance, is the way I see it.
We can certainly have our county planner look at it and go out and visit the site and make a determination. And if it indeed is in violation of the subdivision ordinance, we'll bring it back before the board.
Would that have to occur before it? I mean, how do you know what a person's intents are until it's actually exposed?
Well, I think the planner can have intents one thing, but he can inform us of his intent, hopefully, moving forward. And hopefully, we just have to trust that that's a truthful conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we can certainly have that conversation.
That's fine.
So if it suits the board and the board would like to approve this based on approval by the county planner, that's one option I think you have.
Yeah, just contingent.
Contingent on approval by the county planner.
Will that require an amendment in the motion or?
Yes. Who made the motion?
I did.
Mr. French.
Well, the easiest thing is just table it until he makes a determination.
That's definitely an option as well.
That way it won't be a question.
That'd be fine. We can do that. Okay. Just table it until those matters are answered and responded by.
The fact that we had the motion second on the floor opened up for discussion, and in the discussion it came up to table it, and the guy that made the motion is agreeing to that. Do we stop right there, or?
Yes.
Okay. So.
All right.
Just table.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Now, because she's here, before you leave, thank you. The fact that she held this public hearing, and we tabled it, but we didn't have any comments from the public, when we get the planner approving it, is she got to come back for another public hearing, or we can just vote on it?
Not for another public hearing, no.
Okay. I want to clarify that while you were still here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Thank you. Wilson. Okay, we move on to number four. Ms. Quinn.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here tonight to present four grant opportunities through the North Carolina Agricultural Development and Farmland Preservation Trust Fund. Last spring, I had four applications for these grants, and on behalf of the landowner, so I applied. This program was established to preserve farmland and to protect it from development. I've received notification that all four grants have been awarded. Duplin County currently holds conservation easements on four other farms in Duplin County. The first one that I have tonight is for Anthony Clay Butts in the amount of $65,000 on 39.15 acres. And I would like to ask that you accept this grant and an allocation to fund the budget for the grant, and to allow Brian Miller to sign the paperwork.
Pleasure to the board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry.
Thank you. The second one that I have is for Mitchell and Marlena Page in the amount of $137,900 on 83.89 acres. And again, I would like to ask that you accept this grant and an allocation to fund the budget for the grant, and to allow Brian Miller to sign the grant paperwork.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carry.
The third one I have is Murray Agriculture East in the amount of $293,681 on 278 acres. Again, I would like to ask that you accept this grant and an allocation to fund the budget for the grant, and to allow Brian Miller to sign the grant paperwork.
Pleasure to the board.
So moved.
Three.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carry. Number seven.
The last one I have is for Murray Agriculture West in the amount of $330,292.50 on 315 acres. I would like to ask that you accept this grant and an allocation to fund the budget for the grant, and to allow Brian Miller to sign the grant paperwork.
Pleasure to the board.
So moved.
Second. I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item number 8, Annie Merle.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I won't be before you long. Before I begin, Mr. Chairman, I would like to introduce my management team at DSS. I have Sarita Sutherland with me, who is the program manager of foster care and adoptions and adult services, and the interim program manager for child welfare. And I have Wendy Henderson with me, who is the income maintenance administrator for all of our income maintenance programs. And then walking in now is Dana Bonneville, who is my business manager. And I would like to recognize one of my board, well, two of my board members here. Ms. Angela Maynard is present, and also Mr. Jesse Dow. I would like to just give you a departmental update on Medicaid expansion and staffing at DSS. As you all are aware, Medicaid expansion began December 1st of 2023. As of January 11th, 2024, there were 312,000 beneficiaries receiving Medicaid expansion statewide. The numbers for Duplin County, for total applications received for the month of December, was 439 applications. This was a 54% increase when comparing number of applications received in December of 2022. There were 1,468 family planning cases that automatically rolled over into expansion Medicaid. A little over 70%, which is 304 Medicaid applications, were received through ePass and other online capabilities. 30% of those applications, which is about 135, was a result of individuals applying in person. As expected, there have been an overwhelming increase in telephone calls and an increase in applications for other programs such as crisis and workforce benefits. As of today, we have filled 5 out of the 13 expansion positions. Thank you for approving those additional positions, and the department is actively working to fill the remaining positions. My concerns for the department centers around staffing. Excluding the expansion position, I have 18 vacancies, which is a 14.87% vacancy rate overall for the agency. Focusing on individuals' programs, the programs with the highest vacancy rate is child welfare, adult services, food and nutrition, and children's Medicaid. I currently have 5 supervisor positions vacant. 2 of 5 of those positions, the employees accepted jobs with a higher salary. When attempting to fill these positions, applicants that had supervisory experience declined the job offer because I could not meet or match their requested salary. I lost my only seasoned Medicaid supervisor to a neighboring county for a little over $10,000 more. And some of my line staff have left the agency for more than a $10,000 more increase. Losing experienced supervisors and staff regresses the agency and makes the agency vulnerable. Losing our supervisor and line staff with a plethora of knowledge weakens our ability to process applications and redetermine cases timely. And it also impacts the services department when investigating and assessing reports. We are also at risk of making errors that could lead to a substantial county payback. The work is stressful. Time frames are demanding, and there are always changes in policy which causes us to change our way of doing things. However, we have a lot of staff capable and willing to do the work. My concern is that we have lost some of these individuals to neighboring counties for more pay, which is causing the remaining staff to question whether they should stay or leave. I like to think of DSS as an economic powerhouse. A lot of people only see the side that we give out benefits. But I often wonder if there wasn't a Duplin DSS, would our family-oriented establishment survive with monies received in food and nutrition benefits and Medicaid benefits? And let's not forget about our daycare providers who are self-employed. Beneficiaries from these programs receive millions of dollars each month, and a sizable percentage goes back into the county. Staffing plays a vital role to ensure the benefits are received timely and programs are ran accurately. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to present to you tonight.
Welcome. Thank y'all for attending. Okay, that brings us to item number 9. Mr. Miller.
Commissioners, I have several updates for you this evening. First, I want to give you an update on the transportation building. They are to begin paving this week, weather permitting, and the certificate of occupancy will follow shortly thereafter. When that occurs, obviously, we'll move those folks into the new building. And the animal control building, I want to update the board that all panels have arrived and an inspection is scheduled for this week, and it should be completely finished within 4 weeks. Any questions on those two buildings?
Did that panel, was it gold-plated when it come in?
It gold-plated, diamond encrusted, yes. The NCACC district meetings for District 3, as many of you know, they usually have a spring meeting just to find out what's going on in the counties, to determine what's best to be discussed at the district meetings. Well, this year they switched that from a dinner to a lunch. That's going to be held on January 25th from 12 to 1:30 at the Greene County Operations Center. It's about an hour away in Snow Hill. Anyone that would like to attend that luncheon, please let me know by Thursday. Once again, it's going to be on the 25th of January, 12 o'clock to 1:30. If you'll let me know if you plan to attend, I'll make the necessary arrangements. We, as many of you know, we had the bid opening for the detention center project today. We did receive 4 bids from the 4 pre-qualified bidders. You have the tabulation sheets, or the unofficial tabulation sheets, at your desk. The uncertified apparent low bidder was Daniels and Daniels, and the bid amount, including all alternates, including the third pod, was $40,233,100. That number does not include the architectural fees. So what we'll do now is we'll prepare options for moving forward and present those to the board next month along with a recommendation. Any questions? Okay.
On this or period?
On that. I have one more update, and then we'll open it up to anything.
Okay.
So the Economic Development Committee, they've requested a joint meeting. They've requested that we have a meeting with the Board of Commissioners on February 20th at James Sprunt Community College at 7 a.m. If the board is agreeable with this time and date, we'll move forward with setting up and scheduling the meeting. But it would be you would reconvene from your meeting the night before and reconvene the next morning at James.
And what was that date?
February 20th at 7 a.m.
wouldn't have any interest in starting any other with it.
We can always ask.
You notice he didn't get a second.
I just asked.
I know. So you want us to move forward with scheduling?
Yeah, I mean, are rest of you okay on the 20th?
Yes,
is that at the airport?
What do you mean? It'll be held at James Sprunt Community College.
Okay.
I will probably have to leave early. Okay. I've got a 8 o'clock that I possibly can't delay. I'll see if I can delay it a little bit, but I'll be there for 7.
Okay.
But, you know, I may have to leave before it's over.
Okay.
But like I said, I'll see if I can push my other one back a little bit.
Okay.
If it's good for everybody else, we'll have it whether I get there or not. Sounds good.
We'll take care of it. Commissioners, that's all I have. I'm happy to answer any other questions that you may have.
Okay, what I would like to say is, you know, I'm really pleased at what you found out from the bid openings. What I would request, and the other commissioners feel different, that's fine. You know, I'll let them voice their opinion. But I would request that you do all the due diligence that you need to. And as far as the building, the specs, the architect checks, and the pay structure of how we can fund it, and have it back to us for our next meeting, if that's possible. And if that's okay with the commissioners, I would say that if you think you can do that, let's plan to have it. Let's plan to move on it at our next meeting. We've been waiting for this a long time, and there's no need for us to drag our feet. I'm very pleased with how, to me, the lack of spread that's in these numbers make me feel real good that it's good numbers, because, you know, there's not a tremendous amount of spread between the four. And so I think it's time to make sure that it is correct and make sure how we're going to fund it, and we take action. And if you can have all that done and have it at the next meeting, that's my request. The other commissioners in agreement to that?
Yeah. Just for clarification, did I hear you say that was the including the three pods?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
That was the only thing I wanted to bring up. Just
okay. We can certainly work towards that. I don't know what roadblocks or challenges we'll face, but we'll have as much information to the board at the next meeting as we possibly can.
Anything? Any other comments?
What could possibly be a foreseen roadblock?
Couple of the things that we'd like to do is, as many of you know, the interim county manager was involved in the project. We want to meet with the interim county manager. We want to meet with the county's financial advisors and make sure that just found out what their opinions are, what our options are from their perspective, and their schedules may impact our ability to do that, but I don't think so. We do plan to meet with Mr. Wood next week. That meeting's already been set. The financial advisors we'd like to meet with soon thereafter. But those, any other roadblocks?
Has Mosley done their check?
Receiving the certified bid tab, we think that will probably be here within the next couple days. But here again, that's the architects and engineers. If we haven't received it, we'll push very hard to get that. But it should be here within a couple of days.
Mosley has to do their checks to make sure we're comparing apples to apples in all these bids, correct?
Right, and that's where they go through and certify everything, and that they'll do that over the next couple of days.
And the architect fee is not in this, too, correct?
No, that's correct. It's not. So we'll have all of that information back to you at the next meeting.
I just know the chair is ready to go, so don't want to hold him up.
We'll move as fast as we can.
If the chair wants to spend money, but he get it before he changes his mind.
Amen.
But as careful as we can.
Write it down.
Any other questions? That's all I have.
Commissioners, anything else?
Chris joined us, does he? Do you want Chris to come in on
the board? I'll discuss the subdivision road, Chris.
Yeah, okay. I think since we tabled it,
it
needs to have to be brought up at the next meeting anyway, and it'd be better for them to probably discuss this themselves.
Yeah, well, I make a motion that we adjourn to February the 5th.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you so much.